League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to guest listeners and hosts not named Nick's hour of the Wayback Wednesday Challenge.
How many times are you going to choose this on a Wayback Wednesday, Nick?
Dr. Dre on 290.
This might be the fifth time you've played this since the
show
started.
Although he gave me three songs, two of them from 1996. And this is the one that...
This is why we can't turn this over to the listeners. They just don't... They don't have any regard for...
He even warned me. He's like, here's three songs, but check the years, though. I'm not sure.
They don't have any regard for rules. Yeah, no one cares about rules around here. Just me.
No, I appreciate you, Dr. Dre on 290. If you want to feel free to DM more songs, I won't, you know.
Did you guys see this? This Russian basketball team was playing Spain. They inbound the ball. They charge down court to their own goal, shoot a three and make it. And then everyone's like, uh-oh, wait a minute. What the hell did we just do? They ended up having to take the three off the board and give it to Spain because they shot it in their own goal. Like, idiots.
Wow.
Hilarious.
And that's not like, what point in the game is that?
And it was a full court break. It wasn't like half court and you're not sure which side is which. They were under their own basket, or under their opponent's basket, and decided to pass it in and go on a break down to the other end.
Would it be funny if they like drew out a play and it, yeah, executed it
now
perfectly?
You break, like the coaches
just
in on
the wrong
it.
Goal.
Yeah, you break down, you go, you break, you run. As soon as the ball's inbound, you sprint down the court, you pass it down the court to her, you set this big three-pointer. Wrong team, wrong goal, idiots. That's hilarious. Joel's list is not nearly as bad as it's being made out.
Thank you.
But Barry is killing it.
Liar.
Got him. I had to wait because I knew you'd be like, thank you. But it was two separate texts. But still. Where does driving with your foot out the window rank on the list of douchebaggery? Does that level get any higher if it's a guy, your friendly neighborhood beer salesman?
It does get higher if you're a guy.
I ranted on this, last week? No, a couple weeks ago. 3 or 4 weeks ago,
if it's the one time that Nick was also masturbating
no,
in public?
No, not me. Negative.
I mean, if you're driving...
Freeing them up.
Yeah. No, don't put your foot out the window. We spent several segments on this. We ended up
Nick,
going
is
over
that your it's, little toe?
That was Kellen Winslow Jr. That's him.
Yeah.
Nick, is that your pinky toe? Or are you just happy to see me?
That's not nice.
Penis jokes are his favorite jokes.
Why is he waving his pinky at you?
I know why, because he's talking about someone else.
Easy
that I cannot.
Now.
I'm not gonna throw you under the bus.
Oh,
not just me. By the way, if you want to reach the show, 713-780-ESPN. But if for some reason that doesn't register, 713-780-3776 will get you right into the show. Regardless if you're running a restaurant, driving in a car, or just not paying attention, that's the number we go with. And it does not change from show to show. Oh, by the way, we have a caller. Oh, look at this. Haas is on the line.
What's up, guys?
What's up, sir? What can we do for you today?
No, I'm just hanging out over here listening to your show. I was going to see if there's a good show going on right now.
Appreciate that. How did you reach the show, sir?
Well, you gave me the number.
Oh, okay. I was just checking to make sure that it came through loud and clear.
Man, let me tell. I got to tell everyone why Joel is doing this, because no one knows what you're talking about. But as soon as we get to Cowboys and Indians, first thing Haas says is, y'all never give out the number. I wanted to call the other day and... I didn't hear the number for like an hour. And I was like, that's Joel's department. I threw Joel right under that bus right away.
And I'm like, I do it going to every break.
We need to be like, I'm telling you, we need to be like Fred Fowler and just disgustingly give it out every five, just 713.
Hey, don't call Joe out like that.
Why would that be different from any other day?
Yeah, why change the show format now, Haas? What's up, man? I know you had a question.
Well, I was going to talk to you about, well, I have a beautiful girl sitting with, so I'm trying to show off, too. So.
Oh.
She's at the bar hanging out drinking.
Okay.
All right, Haas, lunch. Thanks for calling. We'll get back to you next week.
I need a picture, though, Haas. You gonna send me a picture?
No pictures allowed. I'm sorry. But she might come to the radio station with me, though.
Oh, on Sunday? On Sunday?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay.
But the question I have, I don't know what you guys are talking about. Your topic is going on right now, but what do you think about the Chris Paul to Kyrie Irving trade? Straight up.
I don't know if Cleveland does it straight up. I mean, would you if you're Cleveland?
Here's the thing.
I mean, you get the banana boat together.
That banana boat is strong too, by the way. The bonds that are created in the banana boat sometimes are stronger than those that can be contractually obligated.
Yeah. I just don't. Honestly, I don't think Cleveland does that.
I think they can
get a better haul. If I'm the Rockets, I'd do it in a heartbeat because you're basically getting a younger Chris Paul and Kyrie Irving. You're getting a guy that can handle the ball, shoot the ball, play some defense. You're getting all those things and just a younger version of it. I mean, I think Chris Paul in his prime is better thus far, but that remains to be seen with Kyrie Irving if he's going to be as good or better than Chris Paul.
Yeah. You may ruffle the beard's feathers because he kind of orchestrated this, but at the same time, if you're the Cavaliers, the reason why you consider doing it is because the worst-kept secret in basketball right now is that LeBron's gone after this year. So if you want to do everything in your power to try and stop that from happening, surround him with his boys. And because you brought up the banana boat, you know going in, Chris Paul and Carmelo Anthony are his boys. So if you can put them on that squad and that gives you a more of a fighting chance to keep them around... Look, you know what you're going to have when he leaves. And, I mean, Chauncey Billups, even when he came out and said, look, I knew Kyrie wasn't happy, and I looked at the roster and said, if and when LeBron leaves, what you're leaving me with is just not good. So he didn't take the job. I think that tells you enough that the Cavs are in definite go-for-it-now mode. If they could get that deal done, I think they should do it.
Because you got to understand that after next year, D. Wade might come over there, too. So... He's done after next year, too, right, in Chicago?
He could go now. They were talking to buy it. He said he was going to exercise his option, and then they were going to talk. They've been talking about a buyout because the Bulls are obviously rebuilding. But there's a chance when all is said and done before the season starts or at any time, D-Wade could end up skipping over there this year.
That is true, yeah. You're right. So you got the banana boat all together, right? So why not get Kyrie Irving that's younger? Because with Chris Paul, you only probably have, 2 years left, maybe?
Oh, maybe I think two? he thinks he's got more in the tank than that.
You think so? 34 when he's done with 2 years, or 34, 35?
He's 32 now, so it'd be 34. But you got to believe that after this year, his contract's up, he's going to be looking for a 4-year deal.
Yeah, 5-year with a 4-year option, 1-year option, right?
But in that,
him on a max 175.
He's going to max it out, 200. Super max if he can.
Yeah, 175 for 4 years. That'd be 36, 38, whatever you want to call it. And with the Rockets, you think that's... I mean, I would rather take a younger Kyrie.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I'm a big Kyrie Irving fan, but... And I think he's got the best handles in the league, and he's got a huge upside that he's going to continue to get better. But, I mean, that's for pay grades higher than us, but I mean, right. I think that it's nice to be in that discussion because of the fact that you already got Chris Paul.
Again... I would rather have Kyrie Irving.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad they have Chris Paul.
Agreed.
But it's not going to happen. And there's too much, I think, to make that work.
And Haas says,
she wants to say hello.
What's that?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, what's your name?
Christina.
How are you, Christina?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for asking.
Great. Why won't you let Haas send us a picture?
I'll come in person.
Okay. All right. When you coming next week when Haas brings food on Wednesday, or are you coming Sunday? Which day?
Whichever is easier.
Okay.
I can come either day.
We'll get it figured out. But we're going to take pictures and tweet them out for the listeners, all right?
Group pick then. But until then, the new item coming to the dessert menu at Cowboys and Indians is the banana boat. Stay tuned in the next couple weeks for the banana boat only at Cowboys and Indians.
Appreciate the call, Haas. Thanks, man.
All right, buddy. Later.
There you go. Haas from Cowboys and Indians. Again, we had lunch there today. They are fantastic.
Yep.
Check them out right outside Midtown on Taft. Great, great menu there and good atmosphere as well.
And a great song that's being played right now.
Who came up with this one? Because it wasn't you.
Me. Want to thank Dr. Dre.
Oh, now you crank it, Soldier Boy.
Yeah, I want to thank Dr. Dre on 290.
Well, Dr. Dre on 290
list.
Was only able to submit one. This is a 1995 track. The other tracks that he sent were 1996. Sorry.
Shout out to Siri for doing the third hour of the show as we continue to roll on The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Usual Suspects till 4, ESPN 97.5, as we continue to roll on.
Hey, let's give something away, Joel.
All righty.
Let's give away some Splash Bash tickets, a pair of Splash Bash tickets. So now's your chance to win tickets for two to participate in the second annual Splash Bash this Saturday, July 29th, at the Oaks Dad's Club Candlelight Sports Complex. Cool off from the heat and take advantage of complimentary adult beverages and food for all guests, plus giveaways and swag from awesome vendors, including us here at ESPN 97.5. Play slip and slide kickball, slip and slide human bowling, or if you don't want to get wet, you can play other great games like Giant Jenga or Giant Connect 4 and so many other games. A portion of all the tickets go directly to the Oaks Dads Club, a local nonprofit youth sports organization. Get your tickets to get in on a day of fun and food at HoustonSSC.com. We will take caller number 10.
Intern Socks.
Who?
Intern Socks.
Caller number 20. Caller number 20, 713-780-3776. Get your pair of tickets to Splash Bash. Caller number 20 at 713-780-3776. I thought it was a female intern. I was going to be nice, but if it's Socks, then 20. What?
What was that about the
youth? You tried. You don't, you know.
First of all, that was a mouthful right there.
I did pretty well, all things considered,
yeah, I agree with
that
you.
No one can see. Joel trying to break me, trying to get me to screw it up.
I saw him like kind of like nudge his seat closer to you, but I didn't. It was in the corner of my eye, so I didn't
know. No, he was staring at me, wait, like trying to mess me up.
And I was doing the fake turntable to wait for the wicker.
When either of us mess up a read, the other one's like, because he screwed it up. I powered through. I made it because I'm a professional. See, you can find me a bailiff that could do that. Nope. All rise.
All rise.
Yep.
It's because you're an Aaron Judge.
Be seated.
Man.
That's it. That's the whole job.
TJ, else. Wilbur, take that guy out of here. I'm not doing it. I'm the bailiff.
Somebody texted the show. Yeah, my hands are cold. I'm going to put them down my pants over and over and over and over. It happens. Sometimes you're driving around late at night.
Okay.
In a strange city after a comedy show. Wait, what?
Considering we've been talking about that a lot.
Is that Oklahoma City or Wichita?
I know.
Wichita.
Wichita?
Is it Wichita or OKC?
What the hell is
Wichita?
Wichita.
When you decided to thunder up.
No.
When you were driving to Wichita.
Nope. I wouldn't do that in a city. I wouldn't do that now. I may have done it as a kid. Like, I mean, you know, young adult, whatever, 17, whatever. Just hypothetically.
Of course.
But I wouldn't do it now because, one, I'm on the radio, and the last thing I want to do, local ESPN radio host Barry Laminack was pulled over last night and arrested after several truckers on 99 reported to constables that Mr. Laminack had his penis out driving around making things happen. I don't need that. I would never.
You've never seen a stick shift officer?
Well, that's not.
By the way, Nick, you do bring up a name. Where is JJ?
I don't know. He stopped calling. I want to say.
Yeah.
You hurt his feelings.
You did.
You're the one who keeps calling him one hand.
I'm saying, Joel picks on everybody that calls.
I do not.
Everyone.
You got him mad, though. It was plenty.
Who, me?
Yeah, you're like, really?
Look,
you call him one hand, you're like, it's your best friend, like making fun of it, and then that's what happens. See, Joel, you got a lot of malice
in
your heart.
Reach out and see if JJ can call in. You got and a lot of hate.
One hand,
really
JJ,
mad.
Call back. Yeah, we want to know if
JJ,
Joel,
are you okay? You're not even tweeting anymore, JJ. Did you give up on us?
Maybe he's busy. He has a life, you know. Unlike us, these folks have lives that listen. They have things to do.
What the hell's wrong with them then?
I don't know.
Straighten some stuff out.
Yeah, right.
People.
You got to get that fixed.
We got a half hour to go on the show. AKA coming up wants to talk about why the Cavs aren't trading. We'll see. We'll be that with that and a whole lot more. You ever go swimming and jet skiing and lose something in the process and think, man, that could be costly. Not as costly as Julio Jones. Fill you in on the flip side on that as well. Don't go anywhere. The usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Half hour to go on the show before we turn it over to Fred and the Blitz.
I'm sick of the lack of credit you're not giving me for my music.
You know, if you're just going to be lazy, just be lazy, but own it. It's not my fault you just keep regurgitating these songs because you have no creativity. You have no creative mind.
This is a classic that came out in 1995. How much creativity can I have when it's from 1 year?
There are hundreds and hundreds of songs that were released in 1995. I came up with a list. I don't like you at all.
Well, if you don't like this song, then it's Dr. Dre's idea. It's, okay.
But if I do, but what if I do like it?
Okay, then it was totally mine.
That's what I thought. I know it was yours because you've put it on every single list that you've been able to put it on. It was great the first time. But nine times in now,
nine times
you're just wearing it out. You've got nine on it now, Nick. It's so much like it is a good song, though. Have you heard like there's a dubstep, but like a club mix of this that's faster? It's pretty good, too. I'll find it for you and send it to you since apparently you're a huge fan of the song.
I vaguely remember it, but I think I know what you're talking about.
I'll find it for you.
Yeah.
I got a tweet. Well, Joel and I got a tweet from Lee that said, was it Calmer, which I think he meant caller. Was it caller 10 or 20 for Splash Bash? I was 10 but hung up because I thought you changed it. Come on, Barry. It was 20. I had originally said 10, and then I found out that the intern was Socks, a dude, and not the chick that I thought. So I changed it to 20 to make him work a little.
So
that's
bad.
What happened, Lee.
It's your bad.
I have the right to change it before.
Technically, you did say both.
There were no callers on the board yet.
There were plenty.
Barry's going to read the drop again, however.
I am not reading this again. No.
Usually, though, they just hang up. They say caller number 8.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3.
You don't even have an opportunity to hang up in most cases.
Yeah, if you hang up, that's your bad.
You're 16.
Trey. Yeah, if you hang up, that's your bad. That no one told you to hang up. You should have just hung on the line until you were 20. Yeah,
Trey will have really long conversations on the phone. He's not allowed to talk to, like, you know, call-in guests. Like when Josh Reddick called in, I didn't let him talk to him.
Yeah, God, please don't.
Because he would have just had a long conversation.
And he would have said something that would have embarrassed himself and the station.
And the show.
Like he did with Owen Daniels.
That was funny, though.
Josh, what? So what kind of hair product do you use in your hair on Mondays and Thursdays? Because I like to mix it up.
Oh, my God, guys. Josh Reddick's on the phone. I like you even though you played at Duke. What?
He did something like that with Owen Daniels.
Yeah,
like
he did.
He said one team
he's
cut
like,
him and he
did. The Titans should have never cut you. He's like, I didn't play for the Titans. Damn it. Because he walks in and he goes, oh, my God, you're Owen Daniels.
Yes,
he was
did.
Like, yeah, he goes, yep. Owen, the Titans should have never cut you. And he's like, I didn't play for the Titans. He was like, damn it. I just screwed up in front of Owen Daniels. That's literally every word he said. And Owen Daniels just goes, like, I think you can see him going, what the is wrong? What is, I'm going in the studio. And he didn't say a word. He just went in and closed the door immediately. And that was when Trey was first here.
And then Owen Daniels shut the door, we all go, Trey, he never played for the night. Did you really think he played for the tight? No.
I screwed up.
No, I did it. I got excited.
Yes, my fault. I'm dyslexic.
Now he's going to hate me when I ask for him to sign some of my hair.
Sign my hair. Oh my God, that is something Trey would ask though. Hey, would you sign my hair, Oasis? I got the whole band to sign my hair.
Let's get AKA in here before he goes nuts waiting while we tell Trey stories. What up, man? Oh, see?
Oh, my man. Bad. Nick, you hung up on him?
No, that was me hanging up on him straight up. I Did straight really? Dropped.
A.K.A. call back. Oh,
A.K.A. See how you can't trust Nick?
Something. You must have texted something in or said something to me.
You see how you can't trust a guy like Nick?
Nick was busy working on his list for hour number three. Oh, never mind.
No, I've got my list finished
Oh,
now.
We know.
I was working on something else.
Oh, we know, Dr. Dre.
I'm waiting for you to step up on that list because it's pretty raggedy right now. Chris Davis said...
Chris Davis got my back.
Yeah, keep killing it. Barry's just jealous.
Yeah.
Shut up, Chris. Nobody's jealous. We've already determined that my list was the bestest.
Chris, keep killing him. You go.
You guys. Uh-oh, got fired today, but at least I can laugh with you guys on the drive home. What? What happened? You got to text me how you got fired or why. I want to know. Sucks. Or call. I want to hear this. What'd you do? Did you like?
I always love hearing stories about how people find out about, like, about getting fired. You know what I mean? Like, did they take you in the office? Did they just give you a call? Did they shoot you an email? Did they?
Was it like Friday? You got fired on your day off?
Yeah.
So, like, what was it? Yeah, I want to know.
Because you know, there's been some pretty, not just in this industry, I'm talking about in any industry, some pretty ruthless ways to get rid of people. So,
now, did you read Jason's tweet?
Hold on. This texter just said Nick wins with Skilo.
And then another one asked me to play Mobb Deep, Shook Ones Part 2, and that was your song.
I just played both of those. I played Skilo and Mobb Deep. You guys are a-holes. Let me just tell you.
Historically, they know who
whoever,
wins.
Whoever that so was that texted you and whoever that was that just texted about Skilo, both of y'all can go to hell. I hate you. You're not even listening to my list. I'm telling you, it was pure greatness today. Is AKA back?
Yep.
It was pure greatness today, right, and I'm just so disappointed. Yeah, don't hang up on him, Nick.
He changed his topic, though.
Easy, itchy trigger finger. Let him into the show gently.
All right, here we go.
AKA,
what's
are you
going
there?
On, fellas?
What's up, man?
Dude, I'm sorry about that. Man. Nick don't know how to act.
My bad, AKA.
Hey, it happens to the best of us sometimes.
Well, it happens to Nick, too.
Yeah, I was saying, I don't think the Cavs are going to be able to keep LeBron anyway, but I think their best bet would be to try to call Portland for Damian Lillard. Same type of player, can hit a big shot. They're about the same size, and all you have to do is give up Kyrie and Ian Shumpert.
I mean, I would do that on both sides, to be honest with you.
I completely agree with Barry. Look, both are extremely talented guys, and you know, Shumpert's a LeBron guy. So the biggest thing is going to be, are you all in and trying to salvage it, like by the final strand with keeping LeBron, or are you just in belief that he's gone? And you can go one of two ways. You can go all in and be Florida Marlins for one more year and then realize it's going to be a fire sale. If you can get a guy back like Damian Lillard, I mean, as Portlandish, Rockets fans don't need to be reminded about he has big shot capabilities and he is as good a point guard as there is in this league
right now. Salary-wise, it works. So, man, I mean, I would like to pick it apart, AKA, but it's not a bad trade for either side.
Right. And look, if you're LeBron and you can't play with Kyrie because he wants no more of it, it's not a tough step down or even a step down to say Damian Lillard, who fits more LeBron's style because he doesn't dribble as much as Kyrie. He doesn't have to create so much off the dribble, and he's probably a better spot-up three-point shooter.
Yeah. What else you got, man?
Man, that's about it. I'm just loving the show, man, everything you guys are doing. I know I did say yesterday that this Kyrie thing really reminds me of Kevin Garnett and Marbury, when Marbury thought he was a lot better than KG and could do it on his own, and it never worked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only other one close is when the parting of the ways between Durant and Westbrook, you know, I quoted it all year, Robin wanting to be Batman. Pretty hard to say that Robin didn't do a hell of a job being Batman. It's just that as a team, they didn't win anything. You know, individually, he did everything he was supposed to do.
Yeah. I thought you were talking to AK.
I'm talking to both of you. Yeah. But
nope, I agree. It's one of those... You can't argue with... I mean, you look what he did, Batman and Robin-wise, with Durant leaving. I don't know that Kyrie, to me, is he ready to do... I don't think he can do what Russell Westbrook did.
Oh, no way.
Stepping out on his own like that. I really don't.
I think he could be impactful. But, I mean, you know, it takes a special athletic specimen to be able to rebound the basketball the way the way Westbrook does, and also with the ferocity that he attacks the rim. Kyrie attacks it with finesse and dribbling, but I don't think physicality is part of his game either. But, you know, he can impact the game. Look, I think there's plenty of guys and plenty of teams he can break down all by himself. But be careful what you wish for, because you remember how it was before you had LeBron and you had to try and go it alone. You know?
Yeah.
It wasn't pretty. I believe you ended up in the lottery. You want to break it down?
I got nothing to say to him.
Well, you can't find anything to say bad about this song because it's Tupac.
All I'm going to say
your
is...
tongue. Don't you dare say anything bad about Tupac.
All I want to say is... I just wish you would find some original songs to use. Your whole list...
It's 1995.
Your whole list has been regurgitated.
How original do you want me to be?
My entire list. Not one song in there you could say I've played before or somebody else had.
I've played this song before too?
Yes!
No, I haven't.
Yeah, because you're a huge Tupac guy. You absolutely played this song before.
I mean, maybe if it was like on like an anniversary, like if it was like the day Tupac died, I might have.
You gotta stop giving in to him.
But not like a way back
and
Wednesday.
Say, no, I haven't, and stick with it.
I'm so done with him.
You guys know what it sounds like when orange Kool-Aid is going down the hatch?
What?
Orange.
You know what it sounds like when someone's drinking orange Kool-Aid?
No. What does that even mean?
It means that Dan Gilbert, the owner of the Cavaliers, just said, LeBron has been as helpful as he's ever been. He's been active. He's been responsive. And that was followed up by... The new general manager saying, LeBron is as focused as he's ever been on this team. He's engaged. He's with us. You just keep on drinking the orange Kool-Aid, gang, because LeBron is gone at the end of the year.
Yeah, so, you ain't saving him with nice words.
Nope. Good try, though.
Yeah.
All right, so we got one segment left to go before we turn it over to the Blitz. We'll make sure that we tie up some loose ends and get you what you need before you head on out the door and hopefully drive home safely for another day. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
DJ Dr. Dre on 290. Spinning tunes in the third hour right here on The Usual Suspects. Nick, sitting in behind the glass.
We got some texts, some of them regarding Nick. Your list sucks, Nick.
Ah, see.
You want to know why? Because I'm from the 409, so suck it. Hashtag never forget. My last job was scared of me, so they fired me over email and paid me unemployment and begged me not to come in.
Messed up.
Apologies to Barry. I've been in and out and thought Skilo was Nick. Barry wins. It was two hours ago.
Shut up.
This is the one that said he got fired. Got to listen to us on the drive home. So it was 2 hours ago. Called me into a conference room. This is so messed up. Called me into a conference room. Had to walk back through the office and tell my coworkers I was done. And my now former boss made me high five her on the way out. Oh, hell
just left her ass hanging. Maybe?
Hell no. I would have been like, are you serious?
I would have left her hanging so fast.
I probably would have given her the finger, dude.
I would have told her, you're a dumbass. What do you got? I mean, what are you gonna do? Fire you? I mean, like, you're a dumbass. Put your hand down, you bleeping idiot. And I would have walked out.
Would you have called her a D-bag?
Totally. You know I would call a chick a D-bag in a heartbeat, no doubt. Like that is a D-bag move. Right? That's where, see? Like, guys can be bitches.
That might
chicks
be the one
be
time
D-back.
Where it's appropriate, though.
Well, there's more times than that. Like, when you wear your sunglasses inside. That's a D-bag move. It doesn't matter. It's not gender specific. It's a D-bag move. If you drive around with your foot out the window, you're a D-bag.
You ever seen someone do that?
Male or female? Never. Never seen someone do that ever.
Either.
Nick, step your game up. Step up your list game. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. Me too. Me freaking too.
I'm all about the people.
Siri sucks at picking songs.
See?
But you are getting roasted
it's
today,
Google.
Nick.
I think it's safe to say
Nick is a distant third.
Yeah. After today, I got the worst of it today. But it was mostly you painting this picture.
Yo, Adrian just tweeted to me, Barry, you should have played AZ Sugar Hill. I hate you guys. Oh. Are you guys not even listening to my list?
Yeah.
It was
you
on
just
the
make
list.
It worse for me and
did
Joel.
Did you know that Nick was filling in tweeting for Yo, Adrian today?
Next person to tweet and say, you should have played Ozzy, I'm punching them dead off in the Twitter face.
That song wasn't that good.
That song was good, too.
I don't
shut up.
Did you know Nick
was
a good
Ozzy Osbourne?
That was a good pull.
I did.
It was a good song from that decade, from that year. It was a good pull because you would have never pulled that.
You love you some you. There's no doubt.
I mean, if you don't understand what's going on, that's not my fault. I'm just saying. If you think I'm really believing this, that's on you, Joel. There's no way I could love me this much. Oh, as great as I am.
I don't know.
There's no way. I don't believe it.
You know that Nick is guest tweeting for Yo Adrian today, right?
Is he?
Yeah. That's why he wasn't listening.
That's probably true. That's probably true. By the way, remember when I was telling you about the backcourt when we saw the video, the Russian thing?
Yeah.
Somebody said it should have been a backcourt violation, which is a great point. They did give him the points. They like reversed it. But if you think about it, the Russian player caught it in the front court, then dribbled to the backcourt. Yep. So even the refs didn't realize what was going on until the shot was made and the coach for Spain was losing his mind. But I think from what I saw in the video, they ended up giving the points to Spain when in actuality,
was it a close game?
According to a couple of the texters too, it should have been a backcourt violation, which is a great point.
Huh? Was it a close game?
I have no idea what the final score was. Didn't even look at the final score.
There's usually not
no
that
clue.
Much parity in that league or in women's basketball in general, honestly.
Have you ever, okay, this is honest question. Mm-hmm. Honest, I know Joel, I know the answer for you. Mm-hmm. Yes. But, Nick, have you ever sat down and watched an entire WNBA game?
No.
Ever? Okay.
No.
I know you had because you had to. That was part of your job, right. I'm sure.
Yep. You know the last time
would you now sit down and watch a WNBA game?
No.
What I didn't like about this basketball season is how they would run those commercials for the WNBA with NBA players. And then the NBA players would be like, I learned so much by watching them. Man, shut up.
You didn't learn.
No, you did not.
But there were guys that legitimately loved going to WNBA games when we had the Comets, and not just Rockets players. There were, I would say, a good 10 to 15 NBA guys that just loved going to the Comets games.
Really?
Yeah, Damon Jones and Mucci and Catino and Steve and Shaq went to a lot of games at the time because his baby mama lived out in Pearland. There was a lot of James Posey. There were a lot of NBA guys, though, that liked watching WNBA games.
The last time I actually watched, and it was like a portion of a minute of a quarter, was when Brittany Griner was mm-hmm. playing, because she was kind of a national story despite being, you know, coming out of Baylor. She was just dominant. You know what I mean? Plus, I was always intrigued by the way she talked. Yo, this is Brittany Griner.
Yeah, I was just going to say her voice is deeper than yours.
Yeah.
Barry is just trying not to say something.
Oh, I'm trying not to get in trouble. I had so many things I wanted to say.
I did too, and I was like, no, I'll get killed for that.
I would have gotten so many letters. So many.
Wouldn't be the first time.
So many bad things in my head that I wanted to say about that. 100% D-bags that wear their sunglasses indoors. That's Frank from Lake Jackson. I totally agree.
Yep.
I totally 1,000% agree on that. I believe more people from 409 listen to this show than 281 and 713 combined. Hashtag 409 County Gang.
Yeah, Nick.
I would believe that.
Depends on the weather, Barry. It really does.
I'm not doing it, Nick. He's trying to sucker me in. I'm not going to do it.
He'll get you one of these.
I know. I'm not doing it.
But hey, by the way.
He keeps the repetition up.
I did want to get back to a story I teased. But for those of us that have floated the river or done anything in, you know, a lake or whatever, you've lost something. You're like, oh, that sucks. A chick will say a bracelet fell off or a necklace. Or uh-huh. I lost this or that. God, at least it's not to the point of being Julio Jones. Julio Jones recently took a tumble off a jet ski. And when he came out of the water, he realized he was missing something. One of his diamond earrings, reportedly valued at $150,000, had fallen off. So the All-Pro receiver hired a dive team to scour Georgia's Lake Lanier to recover the lost jewelry. Divers went 65 feet down and came up empty-handed, saying it's down in crevices and nooks and crannies. Absolutely impossible to get it.
Or one of the divers found it, tucked it into the waistband of his wetsuit, and came up and went, I don't see it, because that's exactly what I'd have done. I don't see it, man. It's got to be in a, what's a fancy word? It's got to be in a nook or a cranny.
A crevasse.
Is it stuck in a bagel? Isn't that like, have you ever heard that? Well, they talk about some bagels and they describe them as having nooks and crannies. Nah. Yeah, I don't know. That's just always been weird to me that you would describe a bagel with that. But apparently a bagel is a lot like the bottom of a lake where this diamond ring is reportedly lost forever. If Bilbo Baggins can find the ring, check it out, guys. Pop reference, because Daddy watched Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. If Bilbo Baggins can find the ring at the bottom of the river, actually it was
Saturday night listening to ESPN 97.5.
No.
Oh.
Then, but it wasn't Bilbo Baggins that found it in the river. It was the weird, yes, my precious, whoever that is. I forget that dude's name. Maybe I'm not up on my pop culture like I thought. Anyways, no, they're lying. I really think. What do you think? It is pretty small. I mean, when you think about it, yeah, it's a big diamond earring.
Dude, at $150,000, that ain't going to be that small.
No, but in a lake bed with sand and silt.
What's that little pocket attached to your wetsuit, sir?
Yeah, what is that little, bulge? Oh, that's a mole. There ain't no damn mole. That's my earring. Give me that back.
Yeah,
I would totally lie. Would you lie?
That's a pretty good find. Yeah.
If you know it's a $150,000 diamond earring.
That's most of a house or a couple of cars.
I was going to say, what kind of a-hole is rolling around with a lot of people's whole house on his ear? That's just, oh.
Especially when you're participating in that type of activity.
Exactly. That was my point. You're riding on a jet ski with someone's mortgage payment in your ear. Why not just take it off and leave it in the locker or something, or at the house?
Put on a fake one. Who cares?
Because fashion,
ain't nobody gonna know.
Fashion never sleeps, boys. 24/7, 365. All right, that does it. Putting the wraps on another great show as we continue to roll through another big week here on The Usual Suspects. We'll be back tomorrow and the rest of the week, every weekday, 1 through 4 p.m. on ESPN 97.5. For now, for Nick, for Barry, it's Joel. We're turning over to Fred Jong and a guest host of plenty this week, including RJ Bell today on The Blitz. They're next, ESPN 97.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.